About seven of them.
We had the mostly Florida girls that took care of us. Runaways.
That's when Zion was living with Doc.
Anyway, in that house, I remember there was, you know, the rent was like $40 a month or something. You know?
Yeah, that slumlord owned it. He owned all them houses up and down 9th Street.
There was these two women that lived above us, remember?
Last time I lived there twice. The last time I lived there, I was living with Zod upstairs, him and Martha. Remember Martha used to dance down at Foxy's?
I didn't know Martha danced.
Well, she was a waitress or whatever down at Foxy's Lounge. You remember Foxy's Lounge?
I don't, but he probably does.
It's in the bottom of the Georgian Terrace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it later became Denny McLean.
Yeah.
The pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. And then he got arrested for a pound of cocaine, so he lost his business. He was a major pitcher, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. But it was a good club there for about 8 months.
Was it?
My favorite. Anyway, it's 12 gate or bottom of the barrel. Remember bottom of the barrel?
Yeah, 12 gate.
Yeah, we saw John Hammond at 12th Gate once.
Yeah,
before they tore it down.
Yeah.
It was a little bitty place, too, you know. It was a great place to see somebody live.
I think that first
house with walls tore down the bottom floor.
Was it 12th Gate where that woman told us that the bird bash that her friend owned and that some nights it'd be so empty he'd call her up and say, I've got Rosh and Roland Kirk here. Can you come over? There's nobody here. Yeah, this woman's name is Sharon.
Through his nose and saxophone.
She told me she sat and had a big conversation with Ma Rainey there. And, you know,
I was telling Daryl, we were in, this one didn't happen in Atlanta, but I did see him at Richards. Lou Reed, he was still with Underground, and we were at the Quiet Night in Chicago. And we had to sit up on this little stage. There were two tables because we were 17. We were an old one. So during the break, Lou comes up and sits with us for the whole 30 minutes and is talking to us.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Frank Freak?
Oh, everybody was, we were so. And then I saw him at Richards. That was when he was in Transformer and had the white makeup, remember? He was kind of like, who knows, glam.
Manson.
Yeah. But Richards, I saw a lot of people at Richards.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop there the first time. It was the first time I'd ever been turned on to cocaine, too. And he was not a comfortable person to watch.
No, he's twitching, man.
Oh, he was horrible. And that was when Richards, when everybody was doing banners.